And a good evening to you from the Lee Fitness Center on the campus of the College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska, as we get set for conference basketball play tonight here in Omaha between the Door College Defenders and the College of St. Mary Flames. Both of these teams are looking for their first wins in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this year. Door College is 8-8 overall, 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the College of St. Mary Flames are 0-7 and 4-10. The Flames, both teams will be playing without significant contributors to their team this evening, or they won't be at full strength at least. The Door College Defenders will be without the services of Kenzie Bausma, who's coming off her best weekend of the year. She scored in double figures in two straight games at the Door College Classic last Friday and Saturday, while the College of St. Mary Flames will not have at full strength Pilar Aldrich. She's their leading scorer, averaging nearly 10 points per contest. She will be in uniform, but it's my understanding, but she will not be at full strength. She has been nursing a bad ankle for the better part of this season. Dort College versus the College of St. Mary Flames. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for today's contest. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, also online at KDCR885.com. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the College of St. Mary Flames, they will start number two, Alyssa Lodato, a 5-foot freshman from Palm Bay, Florida, averaging 3.3 points per contest. Peyton Hagen is a 5'8 junior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per outing. Ashley Nelson wears number 10. She's a 5'9 sophomore from La Vista, Nebraska, averaging 7.7 points per contest. She has not attempted a free throw yet this season. Justice Ross is a 5'6 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 8.9 points per contest. And Shelby Alberry is a 6-foot senior from North Platte, Nebraska, averaging 4.6 points per game. Again, for the Flames, it'll be Lodato, Hagen, Nelson, Ross, and Alberry. College of St. Mary Flames, 0-7 this year, 4-10 overall, averaging 67.2 points per game, giving up on average 75.1 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. Jamie Gasing's a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6.3 points per game. Paige Angbers wears number 23. She's a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 8.6 points per outing. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 5.9 points per game. And Shea Palama draws the starting nod in the middle. She's wearing number 31. She's a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.3 points per game. Again, for Door College, it'll be Kim Cruz, Jamie Gasing, Paige Angbers, Annie Rinesmith, and Shea Palama in the starting lineup. Door College is averaging 62.4 points per game, allowing 64.4 points per outing. Door College is coached by Katie DeWitt Severson in her second year at the helm of the Door College basketball program. Key reserves for Door College that we will see this evening: Abby Pruitt, a 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, averaging 3.7 points per game. Rio Landers, a 6-foot freshman from Grand Meadow, Minnesota, averaging 5.1 points per outing. Rachel Evebold, a 6'1 freshman from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 6.9 points per game. We'll also likely see Alyssa Flowen, a 5'7 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 3.7 points per game. And Alyssa Fetters, 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, has played in all but one game this season. She's averaging 1.1 points per game. Dort College controls the opening tap. Jamie Gasink is tied up on the ensuing offensive possession. Dort College turns it over on the jump ball. It will be College of St. Mary basketball. We are seated on the top row, behind the top row of bleachers, single-sided seating this evening here at the Lead Fitness Center. We are facing the bench area. I'm straight across from the College of St. Mary Flames bench. Spin move into the lane, and throwing it up is Ashley Nelson. Nelson gets the wild shot to go, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College with possession. Dort College in their road blocks. Pass goes left side over to Angbers. Angbers gives it high post over to Palama. Ball fake. Explodes to the hoop, and she dribbles it out of bounds. Everything but the finish that time for Shea Palama. Caught it on the left elbow, faked a pass, pretty good first step, but then dribbles it out of bounds. It will be Flame basketball. Alyssa Ladotte over the basketball. She passes right side over to Ross. Ross gives it up back into the corner. Ladotte. Ladotte left wing, dribbles up to the left wing, gives it up to Hagen. Hagen goes right side back over to Ross. Ross looking down low, 10 to shoot for the Flames. Flames out front with it is Ross. Ross puts it on the depth, step back three, partially blocked. Picked up by Ladotta with 4 seconds to go on the shot clock, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the College of St. Mary Flames as that ball was off the bottom of the hoop. Shot clock would have been reset on the wild shot by Ladotta, but instead Dort College gets it back. So Dort College with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the corner. Cruz down to the baseline. Double team. Kick out pace. Angbers. Angbers gives it up Rinesmith. Rinesmith tries to look off the defensive player. Shot no good as she puts the layup up. Ended up getting open on the play. A little bit surprised that she was that open. Out front with a three-point shot. Up and down for Peyton Hagen. Hagen averaging 9.5 points per game. She is the second leading scorer on this College of St. Mary Flame team. Second to Pilar Aldrich. We'll see if Aldrich plays here this evening. As I noted in our pregame coverage, she is nursing a sore ankle. Shot up no good by Kim Cruz. A collision underneath the hoop, and it will be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. Inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Ryan Smith, the freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota. Pass comes into Gasing. Gasing gets it underneath for Palamon. Palamon is fouled on the play. Palamon, nice job of sealing the defensive player that time. Would have had an easy layup if she doesn't get fouled. Instead, Dort College inbounds again. They rule the foul was not on the shot. Pass goes inside to Palama. Palama off the inbounds pass from Rinesmith. The basket, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. That time, Palama streaked down the right side of the lane on the inbounds play. Got wide open and immediately removed from the contest is Alberry. Alberry taken out of the contest, and she'll be instructed by the head coach for the College of St. Mary Flames, and Christensen checks in. Christensen promptly gets the missed rebound, or the missed shot, the rebound, and the Dort College defenders trail 5-2. Flame basketball into the front court. Out front with it is Ladotte. Ladotte on the right wing. Ladotte guarded there by Rinesmith. She passes left side over to Christensen. Christensen dumps it outside. Now they go under the block to Nelson. Nelson spin in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Palama. Shea with the basketball gives it up to Rinesmith. Man for man defense applied by the Flames. Driving right hand is Rinesmith. Rinesmith puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Whistled on Ladotte. Ladotte able to keep up with Rinesmith, but Rinesmith able to use her power to get to the hoop, and she draws the foul on Ladotte. It is not often that Rinesmith will have a significant size advantage. She is listed at 5'8", and she has a good 6 inches or so on Ladotte, who is listed at 5 feet even. First free throw by Rinesmith is up and down. Rinesmith averaging 5.9 points per game. Her first free throw is good. Another one on the way for the starting point guard for the Dort College defenders, and she makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders lead a trail 5-4. 7:25 left to play in this first quarter. For the basketball, the Flames. Flames working it out front. Nothing there for Ross. Ross gives it up, right elbow. to Christensen. Christensen with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 7-4. 7-4, our score. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith able to bring it up the floor, gets it over to Cruz. Cruz goes right side. They get it to Angbers. Angbers to Gasink. Gasink underneath Paloma. Paloma high off of the glass, gets it to go. Paloma with her second field goal of the night, and the defenders trail 7-6. 7-6, our score. Flame basketball. Flames have it out front. Lodato. Lodato guarded there by Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith goes over top of the screen. Shot no good by Lodato on the runner with the right hand. Pass ends up in the left corner, and knocking down the triple from the left corner is Justice Ross. Ross averaging 8.9 points per game, stretches the lead to 10-6 for the College of St. Mary Flames. Well, neither defense dominating by any means so far. Cruz passes cross court over to Paloma. Paloma fires it back over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith gets a drive. Now dumps it off for Paloma. Paloma over the basket. She's got six. Paloma could have a big game here this evening. She's got a distinct advantage, at least in the early going, on that post move, and very effective when she's gotten the ball facing the basket. With the basketball is Hagen. Hagen goes left side. With it is Justice Ross. Justice Ross hit a three on the last possession, now turned over. Here comes Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Dort College trailing 10-8. Gasink on the right wing. Gasink throws it away. Thought that Rhinesmith or Cruz was going to cut to the top of the key. Instead, neither did so, and the ball ends up out of bounds. It will be Dort College on defense. So the defenders will set their defense. Paige Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad passes over to Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Tiara Brown. Brown back out front. This is Miranda Acuna. And we have a foul called away from the ball. That's going to be called against the College of St. Mary Flames with 5:25 remaining. And that is the fourth foul against the College of St. Mary Flames. Lacey Knudsen. Knudsen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Pass intended for Pruitt, and it's taken away by Brown. Brown loses it. Now gets the return pass after a teammate came to pick it up in the backcourt. Passes right side over to Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna gives it up left side over to Muhammad. Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad back out front. Tiara Brown. Brown struggling with ball handling so far. Drives into the left hand. Her shot is blocked out of bounds by Eva Bold. It will be St. Mary basketball. The College of St. Mary Flames inbounding the basketball with 4:56 remaining. And they will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So the Flames have it. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes back into the corner. Nothing there for Acuna. Acuna forces it up and gets bailed out on the call. Foul is called against Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on the defenders. Foul number one on Cruz, obviously. And a free throw, two free throws on the way for Acuna. Acuna's first free throw is off the mark, no good. 71% free throw shooter, 15 of 21 entering play today. Second year that the College of St. Mary Flames are in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Second free throw is up and through, so Acuna puts the Flames up 11-8. Pruitt passes into the corner. Landers. Landers with the basketball back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Cruz. Cruz to Landers. Landers spins with the right hand. Baseline jumper not good. Rebound taken away by Tiara Brown. Brown's pass outletted, intended for Miranda Acuna, tipped out of bounds by Kim Cruz, and the Flames will inbound the basketball. Flames inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in is, well, they get it inbounded to Muhammad. Muhammad with it. Flames working it around. Flames very deliberate on offense, and putting up the jumper from the left side is Brown. Brown makes it a 13-8 advantage for the Flames. College of St. Mary in front. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt crosses over, comes back over to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. Cruz picks it up, tries to find Eva Vold. Instead, it's deflected over to Landers. Rio with the basketball. Rio looking out front, now finds Eva Vold. Eva Vold on the left elbow. Eva Vold powers her way to the basket. And Rachel Evewolf crossing over from the left elbow to the right lay-in. And the North College defenders back to within three at 13-10. 13-10, our score. With it on the right side is Tiara Brown. Brown with the basketball. Brown gives it up to Knutson. Knutson comes back over to Brown. Brown driving in. Right hand is good. Tiara Brown with 4 points. And the defenders trail 15-10. Neither team able to stretch stops together so far. Pruitt with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Landers. Landers gets a ball screen from Evewold. Evewold sets a screen, gets open in the lane, but the pass just a split second too late from Kim Cruz. It's deflected. And here come the Flames. Flames with the basketball. Over to Muhammad. Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad gets three turn pass. She's on the left wing. Pass comes right side. Nothing there for Tiara Brown. She dumps it down to the post. Evewold blocks it away. 10 seconds to shoot for the Flames. Kick out pass. Left side to Acuna. Acuna shot no good. And Alyssa Flown is fouled on the rebound. It's team foul number 5 on the Flames. North College will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. I beg your pardon, that's foul number 5. Did I mention 5? I can't remember if I said 5 or 4. It's going to be bonus time for the defenders. Flown will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2. Where's number 5? She's a reserve for the defenders. First free throw, no good. She's got another one on the way. Another free throw on the way for Flown. So a second free throw on the way for Flown. This one's up and good. So Alyssa Flown makes 1 of 2. And the North College defenders trail 15-11. On the floor for the defenders right now, you've got Evewold and Paloma on the floor together at the same time, the twin posts. You've got Gasink and Harmson and Ryan Smith. So Evewold stays on the floor. Everybody else interchanges. Pass goes left side. This is Lodato. Lodato with it. 2:27 remaining first quarter. Nothing on the right wing. Pass comes back out front. Nelson. Nelson tries to pass it into the corner, and it's tapped away by Ryan Smith. Annie Ryan Smith tips it away. And the North College defenders, once again, will play defense with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Peyton Hagen will pull up. Pulls the trigger from long range, and the rebound is cleared by Evewold. Evewold comes away with the rebound after the collision, comes over to Gasing. Gasing cross-court pass over to Harmson. Three-pointer, good. Peyton Harmson with a three-point basket, and the North College defenders back to within a point at 15-14. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Flames. First timeout called by either team. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. And for CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now, those of you tuning in anticipating hearing the men's basketball game, the men's varsity team is taking on Silver Lake this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center. Dort College leads that one 19-13. That's with 12:26 left to play in the first quarter. I beg your pardon, in the first half. That is available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Click on the schedule and click on the video link, and there you are. Dort College trailing 15-14 after the three-pointer by Harmson. Flames call a timeout, I would imagine, to reinforce the fact that there is a three-point shooter on the floor for the defenders right now, and that's a predominant, dominant part of Harmson's game. Shot in the lane, no good on the spinner by Lacey Knutson. Pass comes over the top for Paloma. Paloma in traffic, stops, puts it up off of the glass, good. 8 points for Shea Paloma. Now, if Dort College can get a few stops and stay the course on the offensive end, stay patient, I think they can have some success here this evening against College of St. Mary. Well, the basketball is Hagen. Hagen goes right elbow to Nelson. Nelson spins into the lane, puts the shot up, and Paloma gets whistled for the personal foul. That could be the fly in the ointment for Dort College, though, if they start getting into some foul trouble. 1:14 remaining in the first quarter. to the free throw line will be Ashley Nelson. So Nelson shooting the free throw. First one rattles, no good. Another one on the way for Nelson. This is the fourth free throw shot by the College of St. Mary Flames here in the first quarter. Both of them have come on shot attempts. They are not in the bonus yet. And oddly enough, both free throws against, both fouls against the defenders have been on shot attempts. Those are the two fouls whistled against Door College so far, one on Cruz and one on Palamino. Pass comes out front to Angbers. Angbers top of the key. Neither free throw made, though, by Ashley Nelson. We'll talk about her shooting form in just a moment. Odd form, something I haven't seen, I don't think, ever. Gasing passes it over to Evabold. Evabold's shot is good. Evabold off the give from Jamie Gasing, and the defenders take the lead, move the lead up to 18-15. So 3-point advantage for the defenders with under a minute to go. Ashley Nelson, pass comes out front. They dump it underneath, and we've got a kick. Now what Nelson did, and we'll watch, I'm certain this is the way she practices it. She puts the ball in her right hand, gets that U, if you will, wrinkles the wrist, and the left hand is not involved at all. No guide hand, just puts the free throw up with one hand. Interesting to see and watch that as the night progresses. That was the first free throw she attempted this year, by the way. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing clears the rebound. Takes it up the floor. Had two players around her. Sheds the defense. Gets it into the front court over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball in between the circles. Angbers passes right side over to Rinesmith. Shot clock is off. 13 seconds remaining. Lander sets a ball screen. Rinesmith reverses over to Angbers. Angbers over the basketball. Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in. Dumps it off for Landers. Landers off of the glass. Right place, right time for Rio Landers from the left side of the lane. And Rio Landers makes it a 20-15 ball game at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second quarter of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.org. That's KDCR885.com. With the basketball out front, this is Angbers. Angbers with it. Angbers passes it. Gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing shot no good. Rebound cleared by Justice Ross. Ross with the basketball. Ross in between the circles out front. Ross passes it right elbow. Over to Ashley Nelson. Nelson with it. Nelson gives it up to Lodato. Lodato on the left wing. Lodato comes back over to Aldrich. Pilar Aldrich in the ballgame for the first time. They drop it off inside. This is Knutson. Knutson shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Aldrich. Aldrich with the basketball. Aldrich over to Ross. Ross on the right side to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato puts up a three from the top of the key and catches every part of the rim, and it falls through. 23-15. I beg your pardon, 20-18. Dort College leading by two. Pass goes right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes it back over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up to Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith dumps it underneath for Landers, and Landers is fouled on the play. And Landers will go to the free throw line. So two free throws on the way for Landers. First free throw is up, no good. Another one on the way for Landers. Landers is not a great free throw shooter. Landers is converting just 33% of her free throws. Second free throw is up and good, so Landers makes one of two. And the North College defenders have a 21-18 advantage. 21-18, our score. With the basketball out front, they pass it off on the left wing. Cross-court pass goes into the corner to Lodato. Lodato fadeaway from the baseline is good. Lodato with 5 points, and the Flames are back to within one at 21-20. Our score. Pruitt passes right side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith gives it up to Knutson. Knutson back over to Landers. Landers driving with the left hand. Her shot no good, and a foul called over the top on Rinesmith. So Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. 21-20, Dort College in front. College of St. Mary Flames with the basketball on the right side. They get it back left side over to Muhammad. Muhammad comes back over to Hagen. Hagen with it on the left side. Hagen with the basketball gives it up to Muhammad. Muhammad with the basketball. Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Nelson driving in with the right hand. Her shot is up and good. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball. And with the basketball out front is Pruitt. Pruitt in between the circles. Pruitt goes back over to Angbers. Paige Angbers with the basketball. Angbers comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt. Down low it goes Cruz. Cruz with a shot, no good. And here come the Flames. Flames with the basketball. Flames pass it off over to Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna goes over to Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Nelson to Alberry. Alberry shot no good. A fight for the rebound, and the ball ends up out of bounds. And it will be. So the Flames inbounding. This is Hagen. Hagen goes over to Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna driving in with the left hand. Her shot is good. Acuna with three, and the Dort College defenders trail it 24-21. 24-21 our score. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt in between the circles. And bringing the basketball up is College of St. Mary Flames. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket by Miranda Acuna answering for the Flames. Back the other way we come. This is Flown. Flown back over to Harmson. Harmson shot no good, but the rebound is tapped out of bounds. So the Flames on defense, pass goes back over, right side, ball is deflected, picked up by Dort College, goes back outside Rinesmith, Rinesmith with it, three-pointer is good. Annie Rinesmith with 5 points, and we're tied 27-27. So the Dort College defenders on defense after tying the game up at 27-27, 5 minutes remaining. Driving in with the left hand, shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by the Flames. Flames with the basketball. Flames come back over to Alberry. Alberry flips it up from the left side. That's Nelson. Nelson knocks down a two, and the College of St. Mary Flames lead 29-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more in a moment. 29-27 our score. The Flames leading by two over the Dort College defenders. Bringing the basketball up is Pruitt. Pruitt goes left wing. Pruitt drives in with the left hand. And it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Flames. It'll be North College basketball. And the Flames come away with a steal. 4:30 remaining. Driving in with the left hand. Shot is up and good. Peyton Hagen with the steal and the lay-in. And the Flames open up a 31-27 advantage. Pass goes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up. Harmson. Harmson on the left wing. Underneath Evelbold. Evelbold shot no good. And back we go the other way with the Flames basketball. Muhammad with it. Muhammad gives it right side. So the Flames inbounding the basketball. Right side. It goes over to Tiara Brown. Brown to Muhammad. Muhammad with the basketball. Muhammad to Hagen. Hagen gives it up underneath. Shot is up, partially blocked, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by North College. It'll be Flames basketball. And the Flames will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and Pruitt got up, blocked the pass back at the Flames player. And Tiara Brown. Tiara Brown with a basket, grabbed it out of bounds. Comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back over to Evelbold. Evelbold out front. Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, and Rinesmith is going to be called for a charging foul. Annie Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul, her first. With a right side, they go over to Tiara Brown. Brown in between the circles to Hagen. Hagen with the basketball. Hagen back out front to Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Nelson goes over to Muhammad. Muhammad shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by North College. Coming away with the basketball is Palama. Palama to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the left wing. Pruitt, right side, it goes to Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama's shot in the lane, no good. And the North College defenders with it right side. They go over to Muhammad. Muhammad into the lane. Shot blocked partially, but coming away with a basketball is Shelby Alberry. Alberry with a two-point bucket. 33-27. 2:25 remaining. Pruitt with the basketball. This is in the first half of play. Pruitt at the top of the key. Pruitt goes over to Cruz. Cruz back to Pruitt. Pruitt driving in, right-handed layup, missed it, no good. Into the front court with the basketball is Nelson. Nelson goes right side. This is Brown. Brown shot from the wing is good. Flames have opened up a 9-point advantage, 36-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Flames have stretched it out to a 9-point lead. North College uses a timeout. Back with more in a moment. With the basketball out front is Brown. Brown on the right wing. Her jumper is good, and the Flames have stretched it to an 11-point advantage, 38-27. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it on the left wing. Kim comes back out front. They go left side. This is Palama. Palama back door to Pruitt. Pruitt in traffic. Good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. 38-29. North College back to within 9. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Pass goes right side to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato with it in between the circles out front. Lodato passes right side to Brown. Brown with it. Brown gives it up to Ross. Ross on the left side. Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato driving in, and we've got a collision on the play, and the foul's going to go on Dort College. And free throws coming for the College of St. Mary Flames, and Justice Ross, I believe that is. So that's foul number one on the Dort College defenders, and number 23, Paige Angbers. First free throw is up and good for Ross. Another free throw on the way for Ross, making it 39-29. Second free throw is up, hangs on the rim and falls out, and it's a 10-point ball game, 43-29. With a basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt passes left side over to Harmson. Harmson back over to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the left wing, goes to Giesing. Giesing in the lane. Her shot is good. Jamie Giesing with a two-point basket. Dort College trailing 39-31. Under 10 seconds to go. Flame basketball. Nelson. Nelson in traffic. Shot no good. 3 seconds left. Giesing to half court. 2 seconds. Now Harmson. Harmson lets it fly. In and out. No good. And it wouldn't have counted even if it had gone. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-31. 39-31, Dort College down 8. We've got our first half in the books. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Also online at KDCR885.com. 39-31, the Flames lead Dort College. Dort College led for a brief period early in the second quarter before the Flames took the lead at 29-27. That was part of ended up being a 11-point run for the Flames as they went up 38-27 before Dort College cut it down to 39-31 here at the half. Dort College 12 of 24 from the floor, while the Flames are 16 of 32, Dort College hampered by 8 turnovers, while the Flames have committed 5. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of today's college basketball game from Omaha right after this. Halftime numbers, Dort College 12 for 24 from the floor, 50%, 3 for 6 on threes, 50%, 4 of 7 on free throws, 57.1%. For the College of St. Mary Flames, 16 of 32 from the floor, 50%, 5 for 8 on threes, 62.5%, 2 for 6 on free throws, 33.3%. Dort College was out-rebounded 16-9 in the first half of play. Dort College hampered by 8 turnovers. College of St. Mary Flames committed 5. Individually for Dort College, they were led by Shea Palamas, 8 points, 5 for Annie Rinesmith, 4 for Alyssa Flone, 4 for Rachel Evavold, 3 each for Peyton Harmson and Rio Landers, 2 for Abby Pruitt, and 2 for Jamie Giesink. For the College of St. Mary Flames, 7 for Peyton Hagen, 9 for Tiara Brown, 4 for Miranda Acuna, 2 for Andrea Christensen, 6 for Ashley Nelson, 2 for Shelby Alberry, 5 for Alyssa Lodato, and 7 for Peyton Hagen. Rebounding, Dort College led by Jamie Gasink's 3 rebounds. Rachel Evavold also had 3. Shea Palama had 2. For the Flames, 4 for Shelby Alberry, 2 each for Justice Ross and Paige Muhammad. 3 assists for Alberry. Tiara Brown had 2 steals. Peyton Hagen had 1. Kim Cruz had 1 steal for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing the College of St. Mary Flames in women's basketball, 39-31. Coming up this weekend, Dort College basketball on Friday and Saturday as the defenders take on the Concordia Bulldogs. That's a 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. Dort College also hosting the Mount Marty Lancers on Saturday. That'll be a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Back with the second half of action from Omaha right after this. College of St. Mary Flames with the basketball after the halftime break. Miss on their first possession. They get the return they get the basketball back, though, and Peyton Hagen knocks down a three and matches the biggest lead of the ball game for the Flames at 42-31. 8:58 remaining with the basketball out front is Engbers. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Gasing steps on the baseline out of bounds. Probably got a little help on that from the College of St. Mary Flames. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Flame basketball. And bringing it up will be Alyssa Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato on the right side. Lodato gives it up to Alberry. Alberry comes back over to Hagen. Hagen to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato gives it up to Alberry. Alberry with the two-point basket. And the Flames have extended the lead to 44-31. 44-31 our score. Pass goes right side to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back over to Paloma. Paloma puts it in traffic. Shot no good. Tap out rebound, though. Here's Cruz. Cruz in between the circles over to Engbers. Engbers stops. Back over to Cruz. Cruz to Ryan Smith. Nador College needs a double-digit comeback here in the second half. Shot by Engbers. No good. College of St. Mary Flames playing with the lead and the basketball now. Hagen. Hagen passes back right side over to Lodato. Lodato in between the circles. Lodato goes back right side over to Ross. Ross to Hagen. Hagen with the basketball back to Ross. Ross picks up her dribble. Comes back to Hagen. Hagen in between the circles. Hagen goes right wing. Dump it down low. Shot on the way. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Kim Cruz. And we've got a shot clock violation. .725 left to go in the third quarter. Pass goes Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith over to Cruz. Cruz on the right wing. Cruz gives it up to Evavold. Evavold to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a basketball. Ryan Smith comes back over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up. Right side, Engbers. Engbers three. Good. Paige Engbers with the three-point bucket. And the North College defenders cut the lead to 10, 44-34. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by the Flames. By the defenders. And the North College defenders come back the other way. Ryan Smith dumps it underneath the Cruz, and Cruz, we've got a foul called on a screen. And the Flames now have the basketball. Tiara Brown. Brown comes back over to Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna to Knudsen. Knudsen in between the circles. Knudsen back over to Brown. Brown back to Acuna. Acuna in the lane. Her shot is good. 46-34. Flames with the basket with the lead. Dort College with the basketball. Ryan Smith passes right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt over to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz to Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. Pruitt gives it up. Evavold. Evavold basket good. Rachel Evavold with 6 points. And the North College defenders trail it 46-36. 46-36 our score. North College down 10. Flames basketball. Knudsen. Knudsen goes left side over to Brown. Brown on the right side gets it back over to Knudsen. Knudsen spins into the lane. Her shot is good. Knudsen with 4 points. And the Flames lead by a dozen, 48-36. 48-36 our score. Pass goes down low to Evavold. Evavold's shot is good. Evavold passes right side. And we've got free throws on the way. Shot shot is up and good. That's Acuna making it a 49-38 contest. And another free throw is up and good, and it's 50-38. 50-38 our score. Pass goes left side. They get it underneath to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the baseline. Abby Pruitt looking down low for Evavold. Evavold shot in the lane, no good. And the rebound is tipped away, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against the College of St. Mary Flames. And number four, Paige Muhammad. Drive with the basketball, throwing it in will be Peyton Harmson. Harmson gets it into Cruz. Cruz on the right elbow, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt gives it into the corner. They dump it underneath. Paloma, Paloma with it. Paloma shot no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma again. Paloma back over to Harmson. Harmson goes right side. They come back over to Pruitt. Pruitt driving in with the left hand, puts it up, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Andrea Christensen. Christensen gives the basketball up, goes over to Acuna. Acuna's shot is good. 52-38, Dort College down 14. Steal by Harmson. I beg your pardon. Harmson comes away with it after the College of St. Mary Flames put some pressure on. Pruitt with it out front, comes back right side. They go over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball back to Harmson. Harmson, top of the key, three, good. Peyton Harmson with the three-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 52-41. 52-41 our score. This is Tiara Brown. Brown passes left side to Muhammad. Muhammad gives it up underneath. This is Knutson. Knutson down to the block. Might have traveled with it. No call made. They get it back outside to Brown. Brown puts up a 15-footer. Short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the left wing. Pruitt comes back right side. They dump it down low for Evavold. Evavold shot on the way. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by College of St. Mary. It will be Dort College basketball underneath the basket, trailing 52-41. And men's basketball game in Sioux Center. Dort College leading Silver Lake 53-36. Chad Barkema and Alec Henriksen leading the defenders with 14 and 12 points, respectively. Inbounding the basketball is Gasing. Gasing comes over to Cruz. Cruz with it right side. They get it underneath to Rio Landers. Landers to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing over to Harmson. Harmson with it to Cruz. Cruz, Landers. Landers with the basketball. Landers comes back over to Harmson. Harmson to Paloma. Paloma to Landers. Landers back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz dumps it underneath for Paloma, and Paloma's tied up on the play, and they're going to call a foul on the College of St. Mary Flames and Ashley Nelson. Ashley Nelson whistled for the personal foul. Paloma to the free throw line. 4 points for Paloma, 8.3 points per game her average. Beg your pardon, 8 points for Paloma. She got all of hers early. Really looked like Dort College was going to be able to take advantage of their inside presence, but Paloma has been shut off for the most part since that first quarter. Second free throw on the way for Paloma is up and good, and Dort College back within single digits at 52-43. 52-43 our score. Pass goes left side over to Hagen. Hagen to Alberry. Alberry with the basketball. Alberry to Hagen. Hagen on the left side. Hagen three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim into the front court. Kim drives in with the right hand, layup good. Kim Cruz with her first 2 points today, and the Dort College defenders back to within seven, 52-45. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato gives it up underneath to Nelson. Nelson kick out pass to Hagen. Hagen with it. Hagen to Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Nelson goes to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Nelson. Nelson. They feed it underneath. Shot is blocked, out of bounds. Last touched by Rio Landers. Ball goes out of bounds. With 2:15 remaining in the third quarter, Dort College down 7, 52-45. 52-45, our score. Pass goes in, shot over the top of Landers, and the lane is no good by Albury. But Albury fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. So free throws on the way for the Flames. First free throw is up and good. And another free throw on the way. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz to Landers. Landers with the basketball. Landers shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Paloma. Paloma back to Landers. Landers will let fly with another three, and the Dort College defenders make it 53-48. So the defenders trying to come back, trailing by five. Three on the way by Landers, or the three by Landers. She now has 6 points, and the defenders back to within five after trailing by as many as 12. 1:25 remaining. Pass goes in the third quarter. Shot on the way from the left side is up and good for Albury. Albury with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 55-48. Driving in is Gasing. Gasing shot no good, and Gasing unable to knock it down. Here comes Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato in between the circles. Pass goes right side. Gasing comes away with a steal on the backdoor cut attempt. Dort College down seven. Now Gasing has it swiped away by the very aggressive defense in the backcourt. Justice Ross knocks it loose. Lodato gets the basket, and just like that, it's back to a 9-point game, 57-48. Pass goes right side. This is Harmson. Harmson to Landers. Landers with the basketball. And Landers is fouled on the play. Foul goes on the College of St. Mary Flames and Ashley Nelson. Nelson whistled for her second personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College is down 9. And Jamie Gasing has it in between the circles. Gasing driving in left side. With the basketball is Engbers. Engbers hassled on the play. 2 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Kim Cruz back over to Gasing. Gasing in between the circles. Gasing driving in right hand side, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. The illegal screen is whistled on Shea Paloma. That's Paloma's second. Offensive. 57-48, College of St. Mary Flames by 9. 4.2 seconds remaining, I beg your pardon, 9.2 seconds left. Top half of the 9 missing, and I made a dangerous assumption there. Into the front court, the Flames. Flames trying for the double-digit lead again. They pass right elbow. Comes back left side over to Muhammad. Muhammad over the basketball. Gives it up Ross. Ross three at the buzzer. No good. We've played three. Our score, College of St. Mary 57, Dort College 48. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of action from Omaha, Nebraska, right after this. Dort College needs a 9-point comeback. They've trailed by as many as 12. We're in the fourth quarter, the start of the fourth. They pass it down low to Evovold. Evovold spin move into the lane. Her shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Dort College's Jamie Gasing. Gasing with 4 points, and the defenders went back to within seven. Shot in the lane, no good. Boy, just think if Dort College can get some stops and then get some good possessions where they're able to get the ball inside. They've got a distinct advantage in the post. Shot no good by Evabold. Rebound cleared by the College of St. Mary Flames. Flames basketball. Left side pass. Goes down low to Christensen. Christensen shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Evabold. Evabold over to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz goes left side. Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. 9 minutes remaining. Pass goes right side over to Cruz. Dort College starting to run out of time. Need a couple of stops and a couple of baskets. Gasing drives. Left wing. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Jamie Gasing gets Dort College back to within five. 57-52. That's as close as Dort College has been here this second half. As it matches the nearest they have been. Pass goes right side over to Muhammad. Muhammad's pass deflected. Picked off by Angbers, and Angbers has it knocked away from behind, and Justice Ross will pick it up in the front court. Well, they say there was a change of possession, so the shot clock got reset on the play. Driving down to the baseline, nothing there, reversal. Outside Muhammad, Muhammad open three, good. Muhammad knocks down the three, and the North College defenders trail by eight again, 60-52. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Bringing the basketball up is Angbers. Angbers gets it across the timeline just in front of the 10 seconds call. Now Dort College struggling to get into the offense. Pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Gasing reverses it up front. Paloma. Paloma with the basketball drives in right side. Evabold. Evabold on the wing. Six to shoot. Now up front, Angbers. Angbers to Evabold. Three to shoot. Evabold will put up the 14-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Paloma. Paloma gets the rebound, but then the pass is deflected, taken back by the Flames. Flames run out, good. Alyssa Lodato with a two-point basket. She's got nine, and the defenders trail at 62-52. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma looking for someone to pass to. Comes back over to Gasink, and we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called against the Dort College defenders. 62-52, our score, 7-18 and counting as the Flames walk it up. Both teams here looking for their first win of the conference season. Pass goes right side over to Nelson. Nelson over the basketball. Nelson gives it up to Acuna. Acuna over the ball. Acuna back over to Brown. Brown with it. Brown comes back over to Lacey Knudsen. Knudsen, three. It's off the mark, no good, but there for the offensive rebound, and the putback is Albury. Albury with 8 points, and the lead is back to a dozen, matching the biggest lead of the game for the Flames. Kim Cruz passes right side over to Gasink. Gasink looking down low for Evabold. Instead comes over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz baseline drive. Cruz spinner in the lane is up and good. Kim Cruz with 4 points, and the North College defenders trail 64-54. 6:27 remaining. Right side pass, Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato to Knudsen. Knudsen. Lodato. Lodato. Back to the free throw line. Knudsen. Knudsen shot good. 6 points for Knudsen. 66-54. Flames back in front by a dozen in this women's GPAC contest. Pass goes right side over to Gasink. Gasink in traffic. Dumps it off for Evabold. Evabold layup good. Evabold with a lay-in. She's got eight. And the defenders trail 66-56. 10-point difference. Dort College has 5:47 to come up with a comeback. Steal by Paloma on the errant pass. Coming back the other way with a basketball is Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz to Paloma. Paloma's shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Shea Paloma will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. So Shea now with 12 points, pending a free throw, and trying to draw Dort College to within seven. Trailing right now, 66-58. Dort College with Paloma at the free throw line. Cruz will check out of the ballgame. Looks like Alyssa Fetters is waiting to come in for Paloma. And she'll have to wait as Paloma misses the free throw. Dort College trailing 66-58. With the basketball out front is Acuna. Acuna to Hagen. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Acuna. It will be Dort College basketball. 66-58 our score. Throwing the ball in, Dort College and Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith takes it across the timeline. She passes right side. This is flown. Flown pass, or her shot, no good by Ryan Smith. Rebound cleared by the Flames. College of St. Mary driving the other way. Wild shot in the lane. No chance was Tiara Brown. Brown, though, gets the rebound. Brown gets it away, and the lay-in off the assist by Knudsen. 68-58. Brown just drove to the hoop, put her head down, and ended up being denied at the rim. That shot really had little or no chance of going in, but it did create some havoc. Driving the other way is Pruitt. Pruitt lay-in right hand, good. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Pruitt will go to the free throw line to try and get Dort College back into single digits. 68-58, Flames lead, 4:40 remaining. First free throw is up and good for Abby Pruitt. Pruitt now with three. Another free throw on the way for Pruitt. This one's up and good. So Pruitt makes them both. He's got four. And the Dort College defenders trail 68-60. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Dort College. Back with more in a moment. Timeout by the defenders was the third. They've got three remaining, 4:33 remaining. Alyssa Fetters comes away with a steal near midcourt. It'll be playing basketball. So Fetters checks in at the timeout, forces a jump ball. Dort College will get the next tie-up. Flames throwing it in. This is Tiara Brown. Brown to throw it in. Brown gets the ball inbounded to Miranda Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna comes back over to Nelson. Three-pointer on the way by the Flames is Acuna. Acuna with a dozen. And the Dort College defenders trail 71-60. 4:10 remaining. Alyssa Flown passes over to Gasink. Gasink left side, Landers. Landers with it. Landers will put up a three with her options limited. Shot no good. Rebound, Gasink saves it inbounds, but the Flames come up with it. Here come the College of St. Mary Flames with the left hand. Layup good. Acuna with 14, and the defenders trail 73-60. 3:44 remaining. Fetters passes over to Landers. Landers with the basketball. Landers back over to Flown, and Flown's shot no good. But a foul on the rebound called on Gasink. That's Dort College's first. That is Dort's first foul called here in the fourth quarter. Flames leading 73-60 and driving up the floor and losing it out of bounds was the College of St. Mary Flames, and Miranda Acuna was all set to go back the other way and play defense, and then the official said, nope, it's Flames basketball. From our vantage point, certainly didn't look like that was the case. Peyton Hagen with a basketball out front. Hagen gives it up to Acuna. Acuna with a basketball, Brown. Brown left side, Acuna. Acuna back over to Hagen. Hagen drives in, left wing. This is Acuna. Acuna's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold over to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt into traffic. Her layup is good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. She's got six, and the defenders trail 73-62. Right side with it is Hagen. Hagen on the wing. 2:50 remaining. 11-point ball game. Dort College down. Flames now working the clock. 13 seconds, now 12. Pass goes to Knudsen. Backdoor cut, and we've got a travel called against the Flames. So the Flames whistled for the travel. Neither team in the bonus here in the fourth quarter. And this game has really scooted right along. Men's contest in Sioux Center. Currently it is York College 87, Silver Lake 59. That one really getting stretched out. Cruz passes underneath Evavold. Evavold left side, Angbers. Angbers three, missed it, no good. Evavold tries to tap the rebound out and gets called for a push on the rebound. That's foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Well, a big week coming up for the defenders. Big weekend. They host number two rated Concordia, top team of the conference, on Friday night. And then we'll be hosting Mount Marty on Saturday. Flame basketball up the floor. They pass right side. This is Nelson. Nelson with the basketball. Nelson to Ross. Ross in between the circles. Back to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato comes back over to Alberry. Alberry fires it back to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato looking. Comes back over to Nelson. Nelson driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Fetters with 1:59 remaining. Fetters whistled for her first personal foul. Free throws on the way for the Flames. So Nelson will go to the free throw line. First one is up and good. That time Nelson puts the guide hand up there with it. She didn't on her last trip to the free throw line back in the first quarter. In the first quarter. 74-62 Flames. Another one on the way for Nelson. That one's up and through as well. Nelson with 6 points. And the Flames lead it 75-62. York College, well, barring something special, they're going to fall in this conference game and fall to 0-7. Peyton Harmson knocks down a three. Peyton Harmson with 9 points. And the defenders back to within 10, 75-65. 75-65, Flames up by 10. Back with more after a timeout. York College uses their third timeout. They've got two remaining. Back with more. Well, let's keep it right here and tell you who makes these broadcasts possible. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 115 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Flame basketball, Lodato. Lodato up the floor with it. Lodato over to Nelson. Nelson with the basketball. Nelson over to Ross. Ross at the top of the key. Ross comes back over to Brown. Brown with the ball. Brown to Nelson. Nelson to Ross. Ross to Brown. Brown left side. Nelson. Nelson drives the lane, dumps it off. Shot is up. No good. And the York College defenders, the door is open a sliver. 75-65. Driving in is Ebby Pruitt, and Pruitt is fouled on her way to the basket. Pruitt coming off a double-digit performance on Saturday in a loss to the Friends. York College trailing 75-65, but a chance for the defenders to score here with the clock stopped. Pruitt, the freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, shooting two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good for Pruitt. Pruitt now with seven, averaging 3.7 points per game coming into the contest. Gets it back to a single-digit contest with 1:15 remaining. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Pruitt makes both free throws. York College back to within eight, 75-67. Pruitt now with 8 points, 1:09 remaining. Pass comes right side. This is Acuna. Acuna back over to Lodato. Lodato into the corner. Ball fake. Driving in, shot off the glass is good. Justice Ross, and that might do it. 77-67, York College down 10. Driving the other way is Pruitt. Pruitt shot off the side of the backboard after it was partially blocked. Rebound cleared. Here comes College of St. Mary Flames. Pass over the top. Layup is good. Ashley Nelson with 8 points. York College trails 79-67. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz passes right side. Gasing. Gasing. Reverse layup with the left hand is good. Jamie Gasing with a two-point basket. Gasing with 8 points now. 6 of them here in the second half. And the Dort College defenders trailing by 10 again, 79-69. But the clock definitely an ally for the Flames at this point. Free throw by Gasing is good. Gasing with 9. And the Dort College defenders trail 79-70. Flames basketball. Pruitt commits a foul in the middle of the floor. That's foul called against Pruitt. Justice Ross will go to the free throw line. Oh, no, she will not. That's foul number 4 on the defenders in this half, I believe. Waiting for them to change it up on the scoreboard to verify it. That is correct. Foul number 4. So the next foul sends College of St. Mary to the free throw line. Flames get the ball inbounded to Ashley Nelson, and Nelson is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2, where she is 2 for 4 today. So Nelson shooting 2 with her team up 79-70. First free throw on the way by Nelson is up and through. So Nelson, after missing her first two free throw attempts, is a perfect 3 for 3. Another free throw on the way, 24.8 seconds remaining. This one's up and good as well. So Nelson makes both free throws. Pass comes right side. This is Angbers, and Angbers is going to be called for a travel. Put the ball on the floor and then dragged her pivot foot as she came to a stop. Flames lead 81-70. Flames have the basketball. Dort College giving chase down by 11. Pass comes in to Lodato. Lodato in the backcourt. Lodato gets it over the top to Acuna. Acuna with the basketball. Acuna passes right side. Now gets the return pass to Acuna. Acuna with it. And that's going to do it. That's going to be our final. College of St. Mary, 81. Dort College, 70. Flames improved to 5-10 overall. 1-7 in the conference. Dort College slips to 1-6. 0-7 in the conference and 8-9 overall. So the Dort College defenders on the short end of an 81-70 decision. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The Dort College defenders on the short end of an 81-70 decision here this evening at the Lead Fitness Center in Omaha, Nebraska, on the campus of the College of St. Mary. Dort College for the ball game, 26 of 54 from the floor, 48.1%, 7 of 13 on threes, 11 of 15 on free throws. All in all, not a bad night shooting from the shooting for the defenders. You'll take those numbers. A lot of nights, upper 40s from the field, over 50 from three, and over 73 from the free throw line. For the Flames, they were equal to the task, though, and they got a few more shots from the field, and that's really the difference. College of St. Mary, 32 of 60 from the floor, 53%, 8 of 14 on threes, 57%, 9 for 14 on free throws, 64.3%. Dort College was out-rebounded 27-26. Turnovers, Dort College had 18. The College of St. Mary Flames had 12. The Flames led at the half 39-31 after Dort College had led 20-15 at the end of the first quarter. In the third quarter, the Flames outscored Dort College by 1, and they increased the lead by another 2 in the fourth quarter on the way to that 81-78 victory. 81-70 victory. the Dort College defenders tonight, led by Shea Palamas, 12 points. She was 5 of 10 from the floor. Rachel Evavold ended up with 10 points. She was also 5 of 10 from the floor. 9 points for Jamie Giesink, 4 for 7 from the floor. Annie Rinesmith had 5. Kim Cruz had 4. Paige Ingbers had 3. Alyssa Flohn had 4. Abby Pruitt had 8. Peyton Harmson had 9. Rio Landers ended with 6. For the Flames, Ashley Nelson had 12. Shelby Alberry and Alyssa Lodato each had 9. 10 for Peyton Hagen. 6 for Justice Ross. 3 for Paige Muhammad. 9 for Tiara Brown. 13 for Miranda Acuna, 8 for Lacey Knutson, and 2 for Andrea Christensen for their total of 81 points. Dort College led in rebounding by Shea Palamas, 9. Rachel Evavold added 7, 5 for Jamie Giesink. For the Flames, they were led by Shelby Alberry with 6 rebounds. Justice Ross also had 6 rebounds. Ashley Nelson had 3. Shelby Alberry had 3 assists. Justice Ross had 5. Ashley Nelson had 2. The Dort College defenders, Jamie Giesink, had 5 assists. Annie Rinesmith had 2. 3 different players for Dort College had 1 steal each. And for the College of St. Mary Flames, they had 3 players with 2 steals each. They were Lacey Knutson, Tiara Brown, and Justice Ross. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll check in with the men's final statistics from that game in Sioux Center. We'll be back with those right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The Dort College men's basketball team was in action this evening. They defeated Silver Lake of Wisconsin 102-69. Silver Lake, an NAI independent. Dort College, in that contest, shot 45.5% from the floor, 35 of 77, 9 for 25 on threes for 36%, and 23 of 25 from the free throw line for 92%. Silver Lake, 27 of 71 from the floor, 8 of 26 from the three-point line, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Dort College had a 55-33 rebounding advantage. Silver Lake, 14 turnovers. Dort College had 10. The Dort College defender men's basketball team, led by Chad Barkman tonight with 16 points. He was 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Alex Terpstra ended with 14. Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen had 12 each. Marcus Winterfeld had 10. Chandler Brunsting, 5. Ross Cooper and Mark Baker, 3 each. Josh Van Lingen had 11. And Zach Bussard had 10. Taylor Feenstra ended up with 6. Dort College men, by the way, even their record at 9-9 this season. Well, it doesn't look like the women are out of the locker room yet, so we're going to close it down for the night. Once again, our final score in women's basketball, College of St. Mary over Dort College, 81-70. Next action Friday night, Dort College hosting Concordia, 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. Join us for the broadcast of that contest. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.